Pearson Radio 90 Wonderful.
For many years, and especially since the rise of the coffee break, the art of dunking donuts has become more and more a part of our daily life. Tonight on Meet Your Neighbor, we are happy to welcome Flip Feeney, a professional dunker from Butternut, Nebraska. How are you tonight, Flip?
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, Flip, you're a professional dunker.
That's right, Tom. I am the North American middleweight dunking champion. I won the title just 2 weeks ago tonight from Sugar Sam Grundy. You should have been tableside,
Tom. A dunking contest. Now, where was this held, Flip?
At the Madison Square Diner, Tom. Guess you don't read the sports page, huh?
Well, tell us about it, Flip.
Well, I was the four-cup underdog going in, Tom. I'm 42 years old, and a lot of fans figure that's pretty old for big-time dunking, but when I come in, boy, you should have heard the hollering.
They were really rooting for you, huh, Flip?
Well, no, we had a crowd of maybe 3,500 in the diner, see, and a couple of guys got backed into the steam table.
Ooh, painful, yes?
Yeah, this Sugar Sam Grundy is no pushover, Tom. He's got a terrific left hand, and he's never out of shape. He runs his own coffee house back in Altoona, PA. But my manager, Nick Bagel, see, he was one of the old bare-knuckle dunkers back in the old days. He figures me to jump right in and get it over with quick.
Strategy, yes?
Right. At the bell, I dug right into that donut bowl like there ain't no tomorrow. We're using the 6-ounce cake donuts. They're a little tougher to handle. Uh-huh. I use a 3-finger Western grip. Sugar Sam, he's one of these dapper Dans. You know, the pinky out there and everything.
Well, Flip, how do you score in professional dunking?
Well, Tom, we use the 5-point must system. Aggressiveness and technique count a lot, too. So anyway, I'm right away 2 cups up on Grundy. See, the coffee's flying, and right away the crowd knows this ain't no ordinary contest. Grundy is playing the breaks and tries for an end-for-end rollover with 2 cups yet. I'm juggling 5 and getting a 2-hand Fogarty cup scraper that really brings the crowd to its feet, boy.
Well, it sounds exciting.
Oh, it's a real brawl, Tom. The tableside crowd was drenched, coffee and broken china all over the table. Then, when I'm really rolling, a beautiful chin reaction sustained splash series, pulling away, the referee tags me with a wet thumb foul.
What?
Yeah, you know, Tom, the intersectional rules limit dunking maneuvers to the first joint only.
Oh, uh-huh.
Well, now Grundy's 2 up for 22, and with a terrific pace, I'm starting to get pooped.
Well, what happened?
Well, experience counts a lot, Tom. I fight back with an over-and-under 2-decker plunge, shook him up with a beautiful Texas cup walloper. You gotta hand it to that Sugar Sam. He's game. But just before the gun goes off, I haul off with an optional picker-splash rotary friendle crumb right up the middle.
A rotary friendle
crumb?
Yeah,
boy, nobody's pulled one of those off in competition since 1916. You know, I made the cover of Coffee Cup magazine?
Yes. Well, that's just great, Flip, but I'm afraid we're just about out of time
here. That's okay. I gotta get back. I come over tonight on my coffee break.
Yes. Well, thank you, Flip Feeney, for being our guest tonight on Meet Your Neighbor.